We continue 11 lines down from the top of Chaf Amud Beis. We began discussing the prohibition of gazing at a woman and even the prohibition of gazing at a woman's clothing, at women's clothing. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, afilu shtuchan al gabei kosel, even if she's not wearing the clothing, you shouldn't look at the clothing. Amar, so that would imply any clothing. That you go to a mall, you can't walk into the women's section and look at women's clothing. But then the Gemara qualifies Amar of Papa uvemakir ba'alein. It's only when you recognize the owner. In other words, if you've seen the owner wear this item, this article of clothing before, then even just looking at the article of clothing when she's not wearing it would be prohibited. But if you've never seen the owner wear the clothing, then there wouldn't be a prohibition. Of course, if you go into certain places and you see certain images, that obviously changes things. But if you're going into a department store and you're just looking at, happen to be with your spouse and looking at clothing, there wouldn't be a prohibition. Right? And the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way in Evan Ezer Simen Chaf Aleph Sif Aleph, that it's specifically Shu Makira. If you recognize the clothing belonging to a certain person, that's when the prohibition applies, even if she's not wearing it. Amar Rava Deka Nami Diktani Velo Bibigdei Tseva Isha Velo Katani Velo Bibigdei Tzivonim. It says, don't look at the Bigdei Tseva of a woman, not Bigdei Tzivonim in general, meaning Shvamina, clearly a proof that it's specific to a woman. That's the prohibition. If it's not specific to a woman, you just see it hanging on a rack, that is not a problem. Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista continues, Hani mili ba'atiki ava b'charti leislan ba. Says Rav Chista, another chiddush, which is this prohibition against looking at clothing only applies to old clothing, but new clothing, which no one has ever worn before, then it certainly wouldn't be an issue. Right, so that's a department store case. Never be a problem. Dilo tema hachi. Because if that's not the case, anan mana la'ashpure hechayavinan ha'kamistakel. But when you want to bring your clothing, when a woman wants to bring her clothing to a tailor, how can the tailor look at it? How can the tailor fix it and do his job? He's gazing at the clothing. But the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Ula taimei chad amar Rav Yehuda min bemino mutter lahachnis kimachol b'shwaferes ha'kamistakel. But we have another statement, which also seems to contradict this, because we're told min bemino, if there are two animals which are engaging in procreation and they're getting intimate, you're allowed to mutter lahachnis kimechol b'shwaferes. You can be there while they're having relations. But how can you do that? You're looking. So it must be ella ba'avidate tarid, hachanami ba'avidate tarid. In that case, with the animals, you're doing your work. You're involved in making sure that you're putting in, you're helping the animals for intimacy purposes. So just like by helping out with the animal in order to ensure that the two animals can mate, so since your job, and therefore not concerned about any hirhurim or any gazing, so too if your person is doing their job, like the tailor, and they're gazing, that wouldn't be a prohibition because, again, it's avidate tarid, they're busy doing their work. Anyhow, so up to this point, we do have a prohibition that you're not allowed to stare at the clothing of a woman that you know that has worn this before, but if you have not seen this clothing worn by a woman, then there wouldn't be a prohibition, and maybe even if they're new clothes, brand new clothing, there certainly wouldn't be a prohibition. Now the Gemara continues, focusing on a previous statement that we studied the other day. Amar Mar Mimena Mace. We said that the Malach HaMaves would drop the poison from the sword into the Chola's mouth, and from it, the Chola would die. Nema Pliga Davud Ishmo. This seems to argue with a statement made by Shmuel's father, Damar Avua de Shmuel. Shmuel's father said as follows, Amar li Malach HaMaves, the Malach HaMaves told me, clearly they had a relationship, Ilo de Chayshina liyakra de Briosa, if not for the fact that I have covered a Brios, I'm a, I I'm concerned about giving others kavod. Hava purana beis hashchita kebehema. I would punish people by killing them like in behema. In other words, I would chop off their head. But because of kavod abrios, I just drop some poison into their mouths. So that seems to be a machlokes that Shmuel is saying that the way Malach HaMavis really kills is with chopping off the head. Because of kavod abrios, they don't. But not that they kill with poison. The Gemara answers, Dilma hahi tipa mechadchel l'simanim. Now maybe that tipa, that drop of poison, causes the person who is ill to have their, you know, the simanim cut off, to be killed through that way. In other words, it cuts the pipes of the person from the inside instead of cutting them from the outside, but it's the same exact effect. Mimena masriach. And the Gemara continues that from there the body decomposes. Misayele l'Rebbe. This supports a statement made by Rebbe. L'Rebbe Chanina Bar Kahana. Dam Rebbe Chanina Bar Kahana. Amri Beirav Harotza Shelo Yasriach. If a person does not want to have their body decompose, Meso Shelo Yasriach Meso. They want the dead bodies not to decompose. You have Chenu Alpanov. You should turn it over. If you turn it over, then it won't decompose. The idea being that the poison won't continue to absorb into the body. It'll, if you flip the body over, so it's on its mouth, so the poison would end up coming back out through the mouth. I don't think that's medically correct, but nevertheless, that is the statement made by the Gemara. So again, over here, we have a discussion about when is it appropriate to wear, to look at clothing of a woman. Certainly if she's wearing the clothing, it would be inappropriate. If she's not wearing the clothing, then if it's clothing that she has worn before, then it would be a problem. If she hasn't worn before, it wouldn't be an issue. And then we discussed again the story that we mentioned before about the Malach HaMavis who kills people through poison the, you know, moment before they die. He kills them through the poison, and we had a discussion that it is through the poison. The poison cuts the pipes, and it's not that it's actually a knife that cuts their head into two. It's only a spiritual or deconstructed act, or an act of destruction that takes place internally.